Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. You better do what I tell ya. Fancy Brian, loving the music. I wanted to talk about parades and the politicking of the summer parades. And why do I bring it up? Well, in a district in, I guess that'd be southeastern Wisconsin, they've had a little parade in bad blood. And saying the historical context, there was the incident, as they call it. Paul Ryan, you remember the former Speaker of the House of Representatives. Paul Ryan is from Wisconsin. And Paul Ryan was out, you know, parading in 2016. He wasn't Mitt Romney's vice president, but he was the Speaker of the House.
He was on my street the first day. I'm like, maybe within 3 days of moving in, there was a parade walking distance from my street in Oak Creek, and he walked down the street greeting me in my new home, and I felt ashamed.
That you were Paul Ryan's constituent.
Oh, yeah. It hit me at that point. I was like, oh, no.
So you've got both Ron Johnson and Paul Ryan in your stable. That's great. And now Brian Stile. Well, you've met him as well. Where'd you meet Brian Stile?
I was in that same parade a year later as part of the Girl Scouts with my daughter. And I met him because he went around to everybody shaking hands. And I invited him on the show. He never came by. But well, he did buy ads.
That part's understandable. Fancy Brian, wanted to talk about the incident in 2016. I'm going to read a little of the reporting here. An earlier incident of politicking at the parade turned ugly for another political challenger. Paul Nealon. You remember that guy? We had Paul Nealon on our show right about that time. And Paul Nealon came off as sort of a business guy. But what we didn't know yet about Paul Nealon is he was also, let's call him a pro-white nationalist sort of guy. Sort of half a Nazi. Anyways, you know, we pick up the coverage. Stopped inviting him back. I just point out, there was a day when Donald Trump was in the state of Wisconsin back during this 2016 campaign. And Paul Nealon was at the Trump rally. And the question became, who was Donald Trump going to endorse? I mean, because unlike some of these recent primary races, Trump had some juice. And Paul Nealon was dying. He so desperately needed that endorsement of the Cheeto Messiah. And that night from the stage, Trump reaches into his blue blazer and he pulls out the envelope. And he does like me. He's got bad eyes, apparently, because he needed a little distance. And he said, I want to endorse Paul Ryan. And you know, it just had to be like a nut punch to the guy, you know. Oh. And so anyways, the neo-Nazi, I can't believe Trump didn't endorse the white nationalist neo-Nazi guy.
Nowadays he would.
You know, once upon a time, if you appeared on this show twice, I mean, Robin Voss, by that simple metric, you're a friend of the Devil's Advocates. We used to, you know, we'd play the Grateful Dead song, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, we've kind of moved away from that because guys like Paul Nealon wrecked it for the rest of us. Nealon has been on this show twice. By that baseline standard, the neo-Nazi white nationalist guy is a friend of the Devil's Advocates. Anyways, let me tell you about the incident back in 16. In 2016, Paul Nealon, a Republican denounced by some in his own party, but not Trump, turned out for a parade at a time when he was running against U.S. Rep. Paul Ryan, a Republican from Janesville, who was then Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives. Nealon, a self-described pro-white candidate whose history is rife with allegations of racism and anti-Semitism. Well, that came a little bit later. You know, the first time we met him, back in 2014, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And he hadn't quite come out with all his sort of pro-white nationalist policies quite yet. But, you know, once they hit Twitter, it was a bit of a pariah. Anyways, he came marching in the parade. And it didn't go well. He showed up with a dump truck emblazoned with the message, dump Paul Ryan. So he showed up at the parade with the dump truck. saying, dump Paul Ryan. And Paul Ryan's marching in the very same parade. Ryan walked to the parade, but organizers told Nealon his dump truck was not permitted. No dump trucking it. And while parked at the Rochester post office, the truck was apparently vandalized. They went after the dump Paul Ryan dump truck. Do you think Paul Ryan did it? They flattened a tire, threw trash in the truck bed, ripped letters off the vehicle, and used duct tape to cover other letters. Janine Johnson, who led the parade organizing committee for 15 years until this year, remembers the dump truck incident. Somebody made it political, she said of the parade. And I think that ticked off some people.
Some poor contractor was renting that poor truck out.
You don't know that. That just could have been one of his spare dump trucks.
Oh, yeah. He'd keep it on the property.
So anyways, that brings us to this year's parade incidents and some strange, mysterious phone calls from some Rudy Giuliani sort of competent legal counsel, perhaps disbarred. Let me read on. Jumping around in this story. Dateline Rochester. That's the part of Wisconsin down in Racine County. A long-standing policy of keeping politics out of the Rochester Memorial Day Parade is being put to the test. A candidate planning to challenge Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss for re-election to his legislative seat says he is being excluded from the parade, while Voss is getting the VIP treatment as the MC of the post-parade ceremony. Adam Steen, a Republican who intends to run against Voss in the GOP primary in August, said parade organizers are playing favorites by denying him a spot in the May 30th parade. It seems a little one-sided. Contacted by the Journal Sentinel's parade organizers confirmed that they asked Steen to stay out of the parade. They said it was only to avoid politicizing the event, not to show favoritism. Come back. We play no favorites here. Well, we do, sometimes. You know you're not my favorite, CJ. 844-967-2789. Everyone else, you know, you go first.
Remain calm. All is well.
How hard can that be? Saying that Nazis are bad.
I'm really proud of what we've been able to do.